This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending May 11th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 204.98, which was $3.30 higher, but on very light trade once again, with only 780 loads reported in that daily cutout for the week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including the spot trade, formula trade, outfront sales, exports, etc., was at 200.75, which was $4.45 higher than last week. The total reported box beef volume was 6,594 loads, which was 652 loads less than last week. After 3 weeks in a row, over 7,200 loads, which was the first time we have been close to last year, we have recently returned to those previously lower levels. The formula trade was 3,208 loads for the week, which was 281 loads less than last week, and still about 49% of the total sales. The outfront sales were at 1,033 loads, which were 455 loads lower than last week, and a return to previous low numbers. The lack of outfront sales pushed more buyers into the spot trade, which supported that recent jump in that spot trade. Exports reported 774 loads, which was 132 loads lower than the previous week. The NAFTA exports represented 214 of those loads, and 560 loads were shipped overseas. The most recent 10-week rolling box beef sales average was 6,809 loads per week, which compares to 7,221 loads per week last year during the same time period. And that was 412 loads less than last year's average. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade was better again, with steak meats setting the pace. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were steady to $2 higher. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were explosive again, trading $2 to $10 higher, carrying the cutout to new record highs and widening the choice select spread. The cow cutout remains weak and ended about 50 cents lower for the week on the heels of soft demand and heavy supplies of 90% trimmings. Cow harvest rates continue to be high during the last month or 6 weeks. The finished cattle trade was $2 to $4 lower at 126 to 126.5, with most of the northern trade coming very late in the week. Dress prices were $2 to $5 lower, trading mostly at 202 to 204. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was steady at 1,230 pounds, and that compares to 1,227 last year. So we've really closed the gap compared to last year. Steer and heifer slaughter has been reduced, but weights continue to be modestly above last year, although not near as bad as we saw previously. The latest average national steer carcass weight has been following its normal seasonal decline and was 4 pounds lower at 840 pounds, and that compares to 828 last year and 815 pounds for the four-year average. During the past 10 weeks, the combined steer and heifer harvest has produced about 92 million pounds less finished beef, and that equates to harvesting roughly 115,000 fewer 800-pound carcasses in that 10-week period of time, or about 11,000 fewer carcasses per each week. So we've cut the tonnage down quite a bit here recently. The choice select spread jumped to about $13.75 by Friday, which was about $2 higher than last week. And packers have about 1,213,000 head contracted to them for May, which is down from last year. The nearby CME ended the week about $1.40 lower compared to the previous Friday. Now taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, those yearling feeder cattle and stocker type cattle were mostly $2 to $8 lower at auctions. However, there were a few cattle that were steady early in the week. Not very many, but a few. There continues to be a lot of bigger cattle around the auctions as sellers have been reluctant to sell at these lower prices, holding cattle longer on the available graze-out wheat pastures. There has been an increased numbers of steers weighing over 900 pounds and heifers weighing over 800 pounds in recent weeks. Light stocker type cattle continue to be in limited supply, causing wide spreads on prices since getting a full load has been very difficult in some areas. The Southern Plains auction receipts at our 10 test auctions in the five-state area was at 39,800 head, and that compares to 37,000 head the previous week, so we've had a good test once again. Those 5 to 600 pound steers traded at 146 to 169, and the yearling trade on those 7 to 750 pound steers was at 131 to 134. Those 8 to 850 pound steers at auctions was 124 to 128. The Texas Direct Trade reported only 8,000 head and was $3 to $7 lower. There was 500 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 136 to 138 current FOB and about 1,700 head of 8 to 850 pound steers at 125 to 133 FOB, which was clearly $4 to $7 lower. The nearby CME ended the week about $3.40 lower compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.